Thank you. I want to echo what other colleagues said in welcoming the high-level delegation of Nepal for this constructive dialogue. And I want to recognize all the work of Bandana Ramia, one of our colleagues with most experience, her profound analysis, her collective teamwork as leader in recommendations of COB41. She has carried out very relevant work. The committee is very much appreciative of all her contributions. In terms of the machinery for promoting gender equality and empowerment of women and girls in Nepal, we appreciate that you have a ministry for women, childhood and elderly for those functions, an assigned budget with structures at provincial level and a plan of action to implement national gender equality policy. Nevertheless, reports draw attention to limitations for the government assigning the budgets provided for, with subsequent impact on implementation of the plan of action to promote care for women and girls, especially for those in situations of vulnerability, as well as those who are in situations of disability, LGBTI women and the elderly. Can you explain at what point is now the process of setting up the monitoring mechanism of the Ministry for Women, Children and the Elderly that was proposed in the National Gender Equality Policy? What plans are there to provide human and financial resources, adequate resources, and resolve budgetary problems to implement the National Gender Equality Policy and organise periodic effective oversight and supervision? With respect to the National Commission for Women, an independent constitutional entity, we'd like to know what are the plans to establish provincial level offices of the National Women's Commission that can process reports from victims, because we know that the main service is concentrated in the capital. And with along similar lines, that commission, the decisions of that commission after an independent investigation into reports that was submitted by victims is binding. Are they binding, and what level of effectiveness do those decisions have? And finally, with regards to the National Human Rights Commission, we'd like to know what measures have been taken to address the recommendations from the Accreditation Subcommittee and bolster the National Human Rights Committee so that it can fully deliver, independently deliver on its mandate in full compliance with the Paris principles. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Mrs. Gonzalez-Vera. I would like now to give the floor to Mr. Elgun Safarov to address Article 4 for 3 minutes, please. You have the floor.